take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Make mine a metal memory Monday as well. Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Ian, welcome to the show. We haven't had you on as a book reviewer with me as a host before. Have you been on before?
No, I've been on before, but...
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah. How's your year going?
It's going pretty great, yeah.
Hoovering up the books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're resplendent today, Ian, I guess that's a very unique Iron Maiden t-shirt, isn't it?
It is. It's from the... 2009, I think, tour of New
Zealand. If you could stand up, I'd like to just run people through what I can see there. I don't want to show my age again for the 30th time on the show today, but there used to be a time I used to work in, when I left school, I worked in record shops, and you could get one Iron Maiden t-shirt in this country, one design of an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
One was it?
It was pretty much the Killers logo, but slightly altered. Like, it was... Did he go? Because I think maybe he had a samurai sword instead of an axe.
Yeah.
So, Snake T-shirts was the company.
I think that's the Made in Japan record cover.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. No, but it was sort of just a slight change to the colors. So that was it, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then, but now this one here, you've got as Eddie, the Iron Maiden sort of mascot, who's a pretty freaky looking cat that at all times, with a sheep under one arm, running through a... Is it supposed to be like a lava field there, or?
Yeah, I think it might be Rotorua.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of geysers there. Yeah. Four geysers on the go. Pine Tree Farm. Is that Pine Tree Meads that's referring to?
I couldn't tell you.
There's a
kudu. And there's a fern frond. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you couldn't get more New Zealand representative than that. And it's a rugby player. He's dressed in an All Black kit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting shirt.
This is official tour merch.
It is.
That's amazing.
So, which leads us to the book that you're reviewing today, Ian.
Yeah. It would be great if that all happened and then I wasn't reviewing Bruce Dickinson's autobiography, who is the lead singer of Iron Maiden, and it's called What Does This Button Do? Holy. It is a... very interesting book if you're expecting a heavy metal rock and roll debauchery.
Roughly how long has... let's just paint a picture for those people who've got no idea who Bruce Dickinson is. He's Iron Maiden have been one of the most phenomenally successful heavy metal bands of all time. Is that right?
Yep. Yes. Yep.
He's been the lead singer for most of that time?
Yeah, most of that time. He joined in 1982, I think it was. They had a singer before for the first two albums. Then he joined for the third. And then he quit in the 90s to do some solo records. And then he came back in 2000 and has been their...
lead singer ever since?
Yeah.
He's had throat cancer?
Yeah, he had throat cancer in 2014, which he discusses in the book in the well-titled chapter, F Cancer.
He's written novels before?
Yeah, he's written novels, movies. He's an airline pilot.
747, the airline pilot who flies like the band and fans around.
Yeah, he had something called Bruce's Tours, where he would fly fans to shows. He also...
That's so wild.
Yeah.
He's been a national fencing representative?
Yeah.
Like as in the sport of fencing?
Yeah, he... all these things were the ways he kept sane on tour. That's what he talks about in the book, is that on the Number of the Beast tour, the first one he went on was when they really made it big. And he has an anecdote in the book where he's talking about at 3 in the morning, he was crawling down a hallway trying to find food, drunk out of his mind, and he caught his reflection as he saw someone's leftovers room service sitting outside their door, and he picked up their croissants and just looked. He said, "There's no way I'm surviving this if I keep this up."
Looked in the teapot and saw that warped vision of himself in the teapot.
Pretty much. And then after that, he said, instead of going wild doing drugs, he fenced and drank a lot of beer.
Fenced and flew.
Yeah. It's
and here he is telling the tale today about and what's supposedly a really great book. I've heard really good things about this.
Yeah, it's it kind of reminds me of my like someone's uncle at Christmas time or anything, just telling you his weird little stories that he's done in his life.
And you're like, be that guy.
Yeah, they're great. There's one really awesome story that he tells about how his record producer took up karate, and they were in a pub that they in a small town in England where they were recording a record, and the producer tried to say that he bet that he could beat Bruce with karate, and Bruce was fencing. So Bruce went and got his sword, his fencing
foil.
Yep. Thank you. And they had, and they cleared everything out from the bar, and then they had a fight.
Karate versus fencing.
Karate versus fencing.
What?
Fencing took the day.
No shit.
Surprising.
And many more stories like that.
Yeah, great stories like that. Yeah.
I remember, like, so is it just sort of a bunch of here's another thing that happened, here's another thing that happened, or is there a bit more something linear to it?
Yeah, it's quite linear. He does talk about his in the afterword, he talks about how he decided not to talk about marriages, births, deaths, or anything like that. So it's really just kind of how he. There's some stuff of his childhood, and then how he joined Iron Maiden, the couple bands he was in beforehand, and then kind of the linear movement of up until today. Once he gets back into Iron Maiden in 2000, it kind of flies through it until it gets to the cancer at the end. There's actually quite a bit. He's not only is he a registered pilot, he actually flies for stuff like British Airways and...
So like when and is off in the off times, he goes and books and says, right, I'm available, what do you need?
Yeah,
something.
Pretty much, yeah. And
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, my name's Bruce, I'll be a pilot. That's one thing.
Great. And in between tours, he just like picks up, and he's got like a Red Baron copy like plane.
Biplane or something like that.
Yeah, from like World War, and he like flies and stunt stuff. And he has another story about how he, right when he became a pilot and no one knew that Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden was the pilot, he got off the plane in Munich and was going to the hotel, and he was waiting at the bus stop. And
at the bus stop, yeah.
In his full pilot's gear. And he saw this dude in an Iron Maiden t-shirt, patches, vest, everything. Guy caught his eye, and he's like, oh, here we go. I'm going to like have a fan chat to me. Fan walks up and goes, is this the bus to get into Munich? and then Bruce just goes, oh, yeah, not, hop on the next one over here. And guy had no idea that it was Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden, even though he was just head to toe in Iron Maiden.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, some people have a good hard whinge about, oh, I just don't have enough time for stuff. I just can't get everything done,
yeah,
you know, in the day and stuff. And but he must be phenomenally he must have quite the itinerary.
Yeah, definitely. Well, when he was writing his novels that you mentioned, he was writing...
Which are pretty average, by the way, if you've read them, I thought. Yeah. But, you know, if you're into farts and that... And,
yeah. There's a couple... There's actually a surprising amount of bodily function-related stories in this, but I guess...
I think that's a private school thing.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong, private schoolers, but really?
Really. Yeah. Now I'm thinking about
Should we start playing that song? Because it's going to be on for ages. Playing it. Terrible. We can play it in the background. We've decided Ian's let me sort of urge him into requesting Rome and the Ancient Mariner.
Yeah. It was, I thought, maybe not because it's got so long, but.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
Wasn't that?
Yeah. I should probably mention that it's by. Published by HarperCollins and $37.
Available at Time Out Now?
Yep.
And it's called What Does This Button Do?
Yeah. By Bruce Dickinson.
So what's the reference to that? What was that reference in the book?
It's actually an airline reference, surprising, about when he got back into flying and he was learning a new flight. And I think the last, I'll spoil alert, the last sentence in the book is, what does this button do?
Oh, it leaves us wondering. Yeah. Mysterious Bruce.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you, like, that's, like, were you a fan? Are you a fan?
Oh, huge fan. I've seen him twice.
Oh, yeah, cool. And the and so this, what was the thing that most surprised you, found out about in the book?
I think the thing that most surprised me that I didn't really realize was exactly kind of like how middle-class British Iron Maiden really is, of like going down to the pub, staying away from the hard drugs, just like, yeah. I was like, oh, wow, I guess that is really...
They did a 12-inch once. That, I remember my cousin had the coloured picture disc of or something like this. And the whole second side, it's like an EP, and the whole B-side of it is just them having a massive argument in the band practice about something that you can't even really figure out what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
Because their accents are also strong. And they, like, it's just a massive exhibition of working-class English guys having an argument.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. You always, oh, blah, 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 mate. Blah, blah. Just like, it goes for like 25 minutes. And we used to listen to it, just we're so into it. They are
genuinely into the sound of this. Can we find it?
I will try. If anyone out there can put, I can't remember what it was on, but someone out there
must know. Someone will definitely know.
Yep.
I guarantee it.
53.95. Ian, thank you so much for coming in. The Bruce Dickinson book is called What Does This Button Do? It's available now.
Yeah.
Time out.
Yep.
And we will leave you, ladies and gentlemen, for the next few moments with this song that references the well-known story, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Coleridge?
Poem.
Yeah.
Epic poem.
Next 13 minutes.
The atmospherics in this get very, very deep, so you might find yourself being transported away to a whole different part, a whole different time. One part of the globe, different time.
One thing that he does talk about in the book is how he wanted to bring theater of the mind to Iron Maiden. So this is definitely in that category.
I'm with you. Yeah.
one by one.
With Mikey Havoc, thanks to Burger Fury. We'll be right back.
Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. What a hearty song that is there. That is a full English, isn't it? that's a full English breakfast. Thanks very much for that, Ian. All the best to you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That was Loose Reads.